I'd like you to take this brochure. It's on your table. It says, when you open it up, it talks about Project 10 Million. Project 10 Million. It's the color brochure on your table. Just take that in your hand. We've been so blessed to have Barb and Carly Touchstone in our church family here since they came from retiring in ministry, supposedly as a pastor in Rochester, New York. And Carly's one of those guys that's doing the worst job in the world being retired. And this guy's got all kinds of fire in him, and he's right now working with this project, and he's going to talk about this brochure and what you see on the screen. So thank you, Brother Carl.
Thank you, Pastor. I'm going to flip on this. Is it live? Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor. How many love our pastor? Great, great, great. Shared with him tonight that I searched 42 years before I found my pastor. I come here to church, and he leaves us. And the other night, I was at on the Wednesday night prayer meeting, I was asked to pray, and I had by John Mampa, and I said, John, I've got to repent first. He said, why? And I said, because I'm in denial. I had to really say, Lord, forgive me for not accepting what I heard when I heard it, because I have been living in a state of denial. After the prayer, the Lord kind of lifted me up and set my feet again in the direction where it should be going. Appreciate the opportunity being with you on this Project 10 Million. Project 10 Million is centered around internet evangelism, where we are seeing people saved in real time in real places. You notice the sign that says everywhere, everyone. From your computer, from any computer, you can send the message of the gospel around the world at any given moment. We have seen people from 215 different countries in the English language accept the Lord. This is a remarkable program. Here, right here tonight, in the last 5 minutes, we have seen Germany come up about two or three times, a place in Europe by a Muslim that was unknown, Netherlands, Egypt, Tunisia, Turkey, and Tbilisi, Georgia. We are seeing the gospel go around the world literally. This particular site is viewable at any time on your computer by following a few simple directions. You can see this take place. I want to take you to Project10million.com. Project10million.com is our results page. And if you notice up here on the top, it says evangelism responses right this minute since October 15th, 2008. That's 168 or 9 days. We have seen 33,000, and it's resetting, 33,184 people make a commitment to Christ or reach out with the gospel. Out of that, one-fourth of them are followed up by discipleship. That's the number underneath it. It's 8,315. This website is a little different than the website that you see on Google Earth. This website has recorded people being saved in Fiji, South Africa, Australia, India, Ethiopia, Dubai, and Egypt within the last 7 hours. This particular website. Can you imagine going everywhere, everyone going there? So we are looking at what is behind this. Journey Answers is an evangelism site that was paid for by Life of the Lost. Life of the Lost has been very generous, and I'm sitting with Ron Peck here, and he tells me how much has Life of the Lost helped us in our career. Journey Answers is one of those sites that is available, and if you notice the topics, and one of the topics is going to be clicked, and this gives you a video presentation of the gospel.
You can take the road from anxiety to peace. There are many issues in our lives that cause us anxiety. Issues such as our financial security.
This face could be Russian. It could be Chinese. In fact, it is already in Indonesian. It can be in any language that is on the internet. Currently, there are one out of every six people on the face of the earth have internet access. Out of that number, 84% use 10 languages. So if you looked at one-sixth of the world's population, and then 84% of that one-sixth has internet access, which means that we are literally able to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. Literally, anywhere. Anywhere they can have, they have a computer and have internet access, we can take it. When they pray the Yes, I Prayed the Prayer button, it sends them into what we call a follow-up system. This is where they give the information, and it's from this vantage point that we can actually build an internet community. We can build actually follow-up. And I'm going to show you the back door in just a moment. But from this position, you can actually build an internet community of churches, our people in foreign countries such as Iran or Iraq or China or Turkey. And it is endless in its applications once this has been submitted. It's on the banking level security. Now, let me take you through the back door where we're going to log in to my account. And when we have logged in, this actually takes to me to my personal people that I'm communicating with. They're logging in. These people I have a relationship with in response. I have responded to maybe 450 people in the last year. The first person has been clicked, and the inquirer is a male. He's from New Jersey, a little city called ATCO. Anybody know where that city is in New Jersey? Right here. Some folks know where that town is. He has received Christ. And so what will I do with that person? When we hit the word reply, cancel and then reply, you will find that it comes up a template. And in this template, he's going to go to another one, okay? He's going to go to the reply with Anthony. That's the one we were, okay? And the template actually takes you through a gospel presentation. It takes you through some discipleship, and it offers the International Correspondence Institute course or Global University course called Your New Life. And it's 100-something pages of material to disciple a person, and they're saved. A young lady from St. Louis, Missouri, the other day, I responded to her. She became a new Christian, but she had a question. Who is the author of the Bible? So I went on down, I scrolled down a little further, and I pulled down another topic, which is called Your Bible. And so I was able to send her 44 pages in an internet book or digital-based book, and she was able to get the basic information on the Bible. Now, all this has been provided for by Life of the Lost over the years, and we're bringing it together in digital form and delivering it quickly. I guess one of the most exciting stories that I know about is a girl in Mongolia. I was communicating with her. I thought it was a boy. And so we're back and forth and messaging on the secure messaging system. And then I finally got her to tell me how she got saved. And she said, I was going to an internet cafe just searching the internet. And I come across some God things on the internet. And I found Journey Answers. And I committed my life to Christ. And I want to be a Christian the rest of my life. 20-year-old young lady in Mongolia. Okay, exciting, isn't it? So now we have seen here this. I want to just tell you that First Assembly Memphis, Tennessee, if we go to their website, their homepage, First Assembly Memphis, Tennessee, he scrolls down. If you hit searching for purpose, you get a website called Journey Answers. Okay, if you go to Facebook, go to my Facebook account. If you go to my Facebook account, scroll down. And if somebody looks at that and wants to look Life Falling Apart, what do they get? Journey Answers. So we can, because of Life for the Lost, we can digitally deliver the gospel on every church homepage free of charge. We can deliver every Facebook account free of charge, no charge. Why? Because Light for the Lost has had confidence in ministry to empower us to this day. Isn't that amazing? Now, what am I to do here tonight? I'm asking you to become councilmen. I'm asking you to consider, if you're not already a councilman, to become a councilman. Because Southern Missouri District has committed all income from councilman fees or councilman donations will go to support this ministry so that we can increase it. If in 167 days we've seen 33,184 people come to the Lord, just think what is going to happen as we continue to move forward. Exciting, isn't it? So I would like for you to take your form out, and if you will, fill this out tonight and let us know that you would like to become a councilman. Many of you know that I came from New York, I'm an Alabama boy, born and raised in Mobile. Montiel taught me in Vacation Bible School when I was 9 years old. I was from an unchurched family, an unloved, a family that had no connection spiritually. She taught me in Vacation Bible School, and she got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in my head, and it never left. And thank God I got where I am because of the grace of God. And but in New York, they forbid me to become a member of the councilman. So this week, Don Jakes, I gave him my application to become a councilman. If you have never become a council person, you notice I just changed the name, didn't I? Because you don't have to be a layman. You can be a laywoman and still be a member of the Lightful Lost Councilman of Southern Missouri. You can be a pastor. You can be anybody. So I want to encourage you to think about this. And because of this, they have committed the entire income to Project 10 Million for this coming year. And I am totally excited about it. I even had to eat steak 4 times this week. When we go back to Google Earth, you can see for yourself that people are being saved in real places, in real times. On your table, you have a little card that says JourneyAnswers.com. Take that with you to the doctor's office or to wherever you are and drop it down. And that becomes an anonymous witnessing tool, non-confrontive, and able to reach. We've got many more other things planned, but God is going to unfold this ministry. We appreciate it. Let's support Light for the Lost. Without Light for the Lost, there would be a lot of lost people. Can you help us help Southern Missouri by becoming a councilman tonight? Praise God. Brother, thank you.
Thank you, Carly. Appreciate it.